You're listening to SBS News.
His opponents have described his decision to sack the Prime Minister and suspend Parliament as a coup. But Tunisia's President Kais Saied says critics of the move need to revise their constitutional lessons.
Some have talked yesterday about a coup. I don't know in which law or political science school they studied. How can a coup be based on the constitution? This is an implementation of the constitutional script. Article 80 of the constitution gave the president of the republic the right to take the procedures he sees necessary in the face of an imminent danger.
He's also sacked the defense minister and acting justice minister and suspended work in central administrations, foreign institutions, local groups and public institutions of an administrative nature for 2 days. Mr. Saied's steps come after months of disputes between him and Prime Minister Ishem Mashishi and a divided parliament, as one of Africa's worst COVID-19 outbreaks exacerbated the country's economic failings. Clashes erupted on the streets outside the army-barricaded parliament between supporters and critics, prompting the president to extend existing restrictions on movement and vow any violent opposition will be met with force. A month-long curfew is now in place between the hours of 7 p.m. and 6 a.m, with the exception of people needing urgent medical care or those who work nights. People are also banned from moving between cities outside those times, except to fulfil basic needs or for urgent health reasons, as are gatherings of more than 3 on roads or in public squares.
We ask them not to take to the streets. The most dangerous thing faced by countries and societies is internal explosion, internal fighting.
Kais Saied's actions have drawn concern from foreign officials. Farhan Haq is deputy spokesman for United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres. He says the UN is monitoring the situation in Tunisia very closely.
We call on all stakeholders to exercise restraint, refrain from violence, and ensure that the situation remains calm. All disputes and disagreements should be resolved through dialogue.
So too are the Arab League, European Union, United States, Russia, and Turkey. The US State Department is warning Tunisia not to squander its democratic gains made after the Arab Spring in 2011. But White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the department's yet to make a legal determination on whether a coup has taken place.
We're concerned about the developments in Tunisia, which come as the Tunisian authorities are seeking to stabilize their economy, confront a resurgence in the COVID-19 pandemic, and improve living standards for all Tunisians. We are in touch at a senior level from both the White House and the State Department with Tunisian leaders to learn more about the situation, urge calm, and support Tunisian efforts to move forward in line with democratic principles.
There's also anxiety over freedom of the press after Al Jazeera's office in the Tunisian capital was raided by authorities. Lotfi Haji is the bureau chief.
They closed the office without providing any reason. A group of security men came in security and civilian clothes. They broke into the office and took the keys and said they were the instructions. I asked for judicial permission, but they did not have it, and they said they were from the Interior Ministry. We carried out the instructions they asked us. Colleagues were prevented from taking their computers or other items.
Ishem Mashishi says he doesn't want to get in the way of the safety of the Tunisian people and will hand over the responsibilities of Prime Minister to whomever the President chooses. Amy Hall, SBS News.